तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
शेरा गार्डनर 3 सन्तानकी आमा हुन्। उनका जेठा छोराले भर्खरै 7 वर्ष टेके भने माहिली छोरी अहिले 4.5 वर्षकी भइन् र 9 हप्ता जति पहिले गार्डनरले पुनः एक बच्चालाई जन्म दिएकी छिन्। एक व्यवसायको मालिक पनि रहेकी उनले पछिल्लो 6 वर्ष लगातार फुल टाइम काम गरिरहेकी नै छिन्। आफ्नो दोस्रो र तेस्रो सन्तानको बीचमा लिएको केवल 8 हप्ताको छुट्टी बाहेक। गार्डनर भन्छन् कि चाइल्ड केयर सेवाहरूको विविधताले गर्दा नै आफूलाई पाएक पर्ने समयमा काम गर्ने स्वतन्त्रता उनले पाएकी हुन्।
I've used various forms of childcare, so nothing for my 9-week-old, but my eldest two, over the years, we have used everything from a private nanny, a live-in au pair, family daycare, long daycare, and also KU preschooling. I have literally tried everything because there are advantages and disadvantages. You know, I guess no one service provider is perfect. And what I have learned over the years is that I need to use a combination of places.
शिक्षा सिप तथा रोजगारी मन्त्रालयका प्राथमिक बाल्यपन र बाल स्याहार समूहका उपसचिव डाक्टर रस ब्याक्स्टरका अनुसार अस्ट्रेलियामा अभिभावकहरूले आफ्ना छोराछोरीलाई कस्तो चाइल्ड केयर चाहिन्छ भनेर छान्न सक्छन्। उनी भन्छन् कि सेन्टर बेस्ड डे केयर वा चाइल्ड केयर सेन्टर यस्तै एक विकल्प हो।
These are daycare services that are approved by regulators to provide really quality early childhood education and care. They're sometimes called long daycare because they're often open from quite early in the morning and then they're open until the early evening so that people can access care.
यस्तै फ्यामिली डे केयर अर्को विकल्प हुन सक्छ केही अभिभावकहरूका लागि।
We also have family daycare. And that's a type of childcare that's usually provided in the home of an educator. So that means you take your children along to someone's home. That's usually, most educators are women, but not all of them. You take them along to the home of an educator and they receive care in that person's home.
स्कुलमा पठन पाठन हुने अवधि बाहिरका लागि मात्रै भनेर पनि बाल स्याहारका विकल्पहरू अस्ट्रेलियामा उपलब्ध छन्। आउटसाइड स्कुल आवर्स केयर भनिने यो बाल स्याहार अन्तर्गत चाहिँ विद्यालय खुल्नु अघिको समय साधारणतया बिहान 6:30 देखि 9 बजेसम्म र कक्षाहरूको समापन पछिको समय या दिउँसो 3 बजेदेखि साँझ 6 बजेसम्म अनि स्कुल छुट्टीका दिन सेवा उपलब्ध हुन्छ। यी सुविधाहरू उपलब्ध नहुने क्षेत्रमा भने इन होम केयर वा आवासमा नै स्याहार कार्यक्रम उपलब्ध छ, जस अन्तर्गत भने शिक्षाकर्मी तपाईँकै घरमा आएर बालबालिकालाई स्याहार प्रदान गर्ने गर्दछन्। भौगोलिक रूपमा अन्य किसिमका चाइल्ड केयर सुविधाभन्दा पर बसोबास गर्ने परिवारहरू लगायत असामान्य समय जस्तै कि रात्रिकालीन समयमा काम गर्नेहरूका लागि इन होम केयर सबैभन्दा उत्तम विकल्प हुन सक्छ। Dr. Baxter ka anusar preschool ko pani vikalp upalabdha cha.
We also have preschool, which is called different things in different states, but it generally refers to the year before full-time schooling. It's generally a more structured and shorter day of care. In some places it's called kinder, in other places it's known as preschool, and that's when children start to enter a slightly more structured learning environment, and the Commonwealth government and states and territories both provide support for that type of preschool care.
Unka anusar preschool bahek anya bal shahar ka subidha afna chhora chhori kati umer hunda prayog garne bhanne kura parivarik avastha ra avashyakta ma nirbhar huncha. Sarah Gardner bhanchin ki family day care unka bachcharu shishu avastha ma chhada nikai prabhavkari upaye baneko thiyo.
I needed a service provider that looked after under 2-year-olds. And the area in which I live in doesn't have any long daycare centres for that age group. So I did start looking at family daycares. I also felt that the smaller environment of a family daycare with a small child was an advantage because there are only 3 other children in care at any one time. And they're all quite similar ages. I guess the only disadvantage that I found with the family daycare was that if the carer was unwell or one of their children was unwell or if they want to take holidays, then they close and we didn't have any alternative childcare for that time.
आफ्ना जेठो छोरा र माहिली छोरीले उनीहरूको दोस्रो जन्मदिनपछि भने लामो समयको डे केयर जान थालेको बताउँछिन् गार्डनर। र 3.5 वर्ष पुगेपछि भने दुवैजनालाई आफूले हप्ताको 3 दिन प्रिस्कुल पठाउन थालेको पनि उनको भनाइ छ। उनी भन्छिन् कि स्कुल जानु पूर्व प्रिस्कुलमा जाँदा आफ्ना छोराछोरीलाई निकै मद्दत पुग्यो।
With the long daycare, they support the children from when they were 2 to develop their social relationships and confidence with other children. But as the kids reached an age close to entering school, I think they felt a little bit out of a place amongst the younger age group, which was there. Whereas in at KU, the kids are older and KU focuses much more on the early years of learning before entering school. So there's more of a focus on supporting children to take on responsibility, demonstrate independence and develop skills they'll need for, I guess, a happy integration into the school world.
KU अस्ट्रेलियाभर 150 जतिको संख्यामा प्रिस्कुल, चाइल्ड केयर र प्रारम्भिक शिक्षा सेवाहरू प्रदान गर्ने गैर नाफामूलक संस्था हो। डाक्टर ब्याक्स्टर भन्छन् कि डे केयर सेन्टरमा आफ्नो प्रिस्कुल वर्ष बिताउने बालबालिका हुन् वा किन्डर गार्डनमा जाने बच्चाहरू हुन्, अस्ट्रेलियामा सबैलाई एउटै पाठ्यक्रममा आधारित रहेर पढाउनुपर्छ।
The Commonwealth Government and the states and territories have all worked together to say there should be certain things that children are being taught and prepared for in that year before school. And that should really be no different whether they're being taught in the long daycare or in a standalone kindergarten or preschool. Where it might be a little bit different is because you might have a child who is attending long daycare for 10 or 12 hours a day, and there's only part of that day where they're having the year before school preschool curriculum taught to them. So in general, the preschool curriculum is a 600 hours a year for that year before school curriculum. That's really only a couple of 7.5 hour days a week.
सेरा गार्डनरका लागि भने डे केयर सेन्टरभन्दा प्रिस्कुल निकै सस्तो पर्यो। रस ब्याक्स्टरका अनुसार चाइल्ड केयर सेन्टरहरू महँगो हुनुका थुप्रै कारणहरू छन्।
Sometimes why preschool can be a bit cheaper than long daycare is that the state governments and the Commonwealth government subsidize that year before school because it's so important to children's schooling, and also because in a centre-based daycare, children might be spending the whole day there. You're really paying for 12 hours. You're not just paying for the preschool component, but you're also paying for the care for 10 or 12 hours. In some cases, you're paying for food and other provisions for those times.
उनी अगाडि भन्छन् कि चाइल्ड केयर सेन्टर अन्तर्गतका डे केयर, स्कुल समयभन्दा बाहिर सेवा दिने संस्था, फ्यामिली डे केयर, इन होम केयर र प्रिस्कुल सबैले संघीय सरकारबाट अनुदान पाउँछन्।
With preschool, with the year before school, we the Commonwealth government provide funding to the states that gets passed on to preschoolers in that state. For centre-based care and family daycare and outside school hours care, we provide a subsidy. So the service itself might charge, let's say, $10 an hour, might be the average hourly fee for a centre-based daycare, might be around $10. And how much subsidy you then get back from the government to help you manage the cost of that depends on what your family's income is.
Dr. Baxter, साधारणतया सरकारले कम आय हुने परिवारहरूलाई बढी अनुदान दिने बताउँछिन्।
For example, if you earn less than about $70,000 a year, you would be on the highest level of subsidy, which is 85%, which means if your centre-based daycare service is charging you $10, we would pay for 85% of that, which is $8.50 an hour, and you would have to pay the other $1.50. On the other hand, if you're a very high income family and you're at the very, very highest end of the income scale, you might find that you only get a 30% subsidy from the government. So we might be only paying for about $3.30 of that $10 an hour.
संघीय सरकारले योग्यता पुगेका परिवारहरूलाई मात्र अनुदान दिन्छ र यस्ता योग्यताहरूको जाँच गर्न काम, तालिम, शिक्षा लगायत केही प्रकारका स्वयंसेवा वा अन्य क्रियाकलाप हेरिन्छ। आफ्नो बच्चाको नाम यथाशीघ्र वेट लिस्ट वा प्रतीक्षा सूचीमा हाल्न जानकारहरू सल्लाह दिन्छन्, किनकि कतिपय स्याहार केन्द्रहरूमा पालो पाउन 2 वर्षसम्म पनि कुर्नुपर्ने स्थिति आउन सक्छ।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।